Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, my friends, conservative, not bitter indeed. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Ours was pretty eventful and nice here in the Huff household. And appreciate you tuning in today, my friends. I want to talk today about Trump sending National Guard troops to 19 states to support immigration and customs enforcement, to support ICE, to support the Department of Homeland Security, and to provide some administrative, clerical, logistical support for folks trying to enforce immigration laws in 19 states, including my state here, the great state of Indiana. So we'll get to that, my friends, in due course. I want to tell you here off the top, program brought to you in part here by our friends at 48 Financial. And you know, as a conservative, that one of the biggest challenges we have is finding ways to ensure that our values align with the way that we live our lives, the things that we do, including how we invest our money. That's why I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. And as I stated recently, in general, not just specifically for 48 Financial, but in general, my friends, the left has made everything political because the size and scope of our government is growing and it's impeding, infringing upon our lives. And so we have to begin to actively think about ways to have our money going places that are not furthering that cause, that are not fueling that leftist movement. And so that means we need help. We need help in screening out some of these companies that don't align with our faith and values. These companies have become pretty sophisticated and hiding who they really are from the people that they don't want to know. They don't want you to know, but they're supporting things that many Americans do not believe in. So it's good to have the help and have someone there like 48 Financial to do the heavy lifting. And that's why they have an assessment that you can access for free at 48financial.com/Todd. And you can go on there, do a quick assessment, and find out if your current investments reflect your values. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values and not against them. So check that out, my friends. It's simple and very painless to do. All right, so let's talk here about what Trump has done. Now, you know, if you followed politics even slightly over the course of the past several years, that illegal immigration is a big issue here in our nation. It's served as a very critical issue in the past several elections. In 2016, Trump said, we're going to build that wall. Of course, the left broke down and just went absolutely berserk into pandemonium, telling us that, of course, these things that Trump was talking about was going to destroy the fabric of our society. Of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And in order to stop this immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem, this country is still very open and very friendly to people who want to legally come to this country. Now, as I've said before, that the reality is that we cannot in this country possibly believe that every person who wants to come here can come here. That's just not possible. We let in approximately 1 million legal immigrants every year. And there are billions of people on planet Earth, and a huge chunk of them would love to come to this land of opportunity. By the way, that's a reminder. That should serve as a reminder each and every day. You know, gratitude, Zig Ziglar once said, is the healthiest of all human emotions. We should truly be grateful for what we have in this country. Not to feel guilty. You should not feel guilty. You should be grateful. I think we should be grateful. We should be just thankful for the opportunities that we have. And also, we should be proactively trying to proclaim these truths from the mountaintops so that the ideas that have made this nation great, and by the way, it's been ideas. There's certainly other blessings that we've been recipients of in this great nation. But this country is built upon ideas. If we get other folks around the world to see the beauty of these ideas, they will also begin to reap some of the blessings and rewards of acknowledging and legislating and governing and living by the ideas that we have discovered or had revealed to us in this great nation. We are not genetically superior or anything like that, as I've said before. In fact, the folks who founded this nation oftentimes were considered the societal misfits, the folks that didn't fit in other places. Those are the folks that often came, or the adventure seekers, those who were entrepreneurial in spirit, those who were ambitious about trying to establish, a foothold in the new world and to establish societies that they were trying to build and do things. I shared a couple of weeks ago, it was a miserable failure, ultimately, but there was a socialist compound that was created in southern Indiana my wife and I went to called New Harmony. And this was, one of the appeals of coming to this land was to try to establish communities or ultimately a nation that, the folks that came over could shape. I mean, they could kind of do their own things in some of these smaller communities. They were very independent in many cases. Anyway, the point is that the folks that came here are not any better. They're just sometimes different, sometimes not. Sometimes many average people have come here as well and have done extraordinary things because of the framework and foundation that we established in this country. And so instead of thinking that we should try to find ways to bring on even more legal immigrants each and every year, the real way to solve the problems around the world are to defend and to promote these ideas outside our borders as well. Of course, we've got to defend them inside our borders, which is what we do regularly here on this program, promote and defend the ideas that made this country great. But this is something that we should be seeking to spread around the world. As I've said before on this program, the left is completely incapable and unqualified to do this. They hate this country as founded. They want to remake it as founded. When you want to remake this country, not just change certain things here and there that we've learned over time. No, they want to radically and fundamentally change this great nation, causing her to, of course, lose the footing and the foundation of goodness and truth that she was built upon. So anyway, but the bottom line here is that we should be grateful, not guilty, and we should be totally fine with enforcing the laws on the books, which include laws that say you cannot be in this country illegally. Deportation is the proper consequence for those who are in this nation illegally. And so that's what Trump has been doing. It started in 2016 with Build That Wall. We had a four-year hiatus, a four-year intermission, I suppose, between Trump bookending both ends, on both ends, the term of President Joseph Bribery, which turned out to be some of the most atrocious years anyone has served in American history in the White House. Wide open borders. We could compare and contrast. We could juxtapose what the left's policies they led to, how they were left to their own devices, what they would create, which we had open borders. We had, it was disastrous what was happening. And we were told that nothing could be done about it. Of course, we could do something about it. In fact, Trump has done a lot of somethings about what happened on the southern border. He has effectively, dramatically come closer to fully securing the border, preventing people from illegally crossing it. In fact, right now, we have a net negative amount of illegal immigrants entering this country. There are people who are leaving the country more than they are coming into the country, those who are here illegally. There's a net negative amount of people coming over, which is a good thing for folks who care about the law. Now, as I've said before, for folks who don't like immigration law, there are things they can do about it. Instead of crying and acting like it's a tragedy when the law is actually enforced, they can actually try to change the law. Now, the odds are stacked against them from accomplishing that right now, but let me remind you that they had plenty of chances to do whatever they wanted to do when they controlled the White House and both houses of Congress. They had opportunities to do this. They had opportunities if they really wanted to secure the border and to do things like amnesty. Heck, there were many attempts at this. This came dangerously close. Amnesty, over the past, 10 or so, 15 or so years, that was something that was a real possibility, maybe 20 years ago, as we were talking about this issue of illegal immigration. Nothing was ever done. Politicians pretended like they were trying to do something. They didn't do anything at all. Then a guy named Trump comes along and changed all of that. The average American voted for what's happening. Voted for what's happening. The average Trump supporter is not upset by what Trump is doing. They're not upset by him securing the southern border. They're not upset by deporting people who are here in this country illegally. This is what they voted for. It's amazing to me that people on the left and in the media don't seem to grasp this reality. The truth is, the absolute truth is that Trump and his team are completely content with doing what they were elected to do, and the voters are completely content with them doing it. And as I said in the past, Trump having 4 years of a break between his first and second term is going to be, I'm telling you, when the books are written, when the dust settles on this, the left is going to realize, I think they've realized it now, but they're really going to realize it in the next 4 years, especially if Republicans continue to have control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives for Trump's second half of this second term, his final 2 years in office, which we're getting close to the midterms, which are about a year or so away right now. So that is why the other issue that I want to at least touch on today are these fights over redistricting. In fact, J.D. Vance was on with Kristen Welker, CBS News, talking a little bit about that. I might play that soundbite. But this is politically what MAGA voted for. They voted for the law to be enforced. They voted for crime to be addressed. They voted for deportations to actually be enforced. And again, I know a lot of people, I think, are sometimes confused out there because they see large numbers of deportations under Biden or Obama or whatever. But many of those, the vast majority of those, as I understand it, were people that they were counting as deportations, people that they were deporting who had just crossed the border. So they were counting people who had come across illegally, who were detained, who had their due process, and it was determined that they should be deported, that they were not allowed to be here illegally. Those were counted as deportations. That's a much different thing. That's basically stopping someone from actively coming across your border and settling in your country. Having people who are being truly deported are people who have already gotten past the security of our southern border, or in the Biden years, the openness of our southern border, and had come in and established themselves, whatever. They've taken root in our country, again, illegally. They have been living here for some time. And Trump saying, for those people who have done that, and for those people, primarily those who are the biggest risk, those that are violent, those that have given us signs and indications that they are violent, those are the ones we're starting with. And that's what Trump has done. Now, not every person that's been deported has a violent history or has been charged with or convicted of violent crimes, but those are the ones that Trump is targeting. By the way, even if you don't have a violent crime history and you're here illegally, it doesn't mean that you have a right to be here. This is something that I'm amazed at the number of people that don't understand that. I mean, I'm not amazed because, again, about half of America thinks America found her independence in 1850. About half of Americans think that the third president of the United States was not Thomas Jefferson, but was Benjamin Franklin or some such thing. So I'm not amazed in that sense, but I am amazed how many people can just continually buy the lies and the nonsense. If you're here illegally, whether you are a violent criminal or not, the law, you've broken the law. And so Trump is very serious about this. So now the Pentagon has confirmed that up to 1,700 National Guards troops are going to be mobilized and sent to 19 states to support ICE and the Department of Homeland Security, do things like administrative support, logistical support, clerical support. This includes things like case management, transportation, fingerprinting, photographing, DNA swabbing, but not actually law enforcement tasks. You see, it's perfectly, here we go, this is important to note. You might have heard Trump had, well, if you listen to the media, you didn't hear this. But if you listen to this program, you did. Trump has the absolute authority to do with the National Guard in Washington, D.C., what he did. They will act like this is a move towards a totalitarian police state. They will act, they in the media, they in the Democrat Party will act as though this is some dangerous first step. That is a sign that Trump is Hitler, but this is absolutely within his constitutional authority. It's within his authority to send the National Guard to Washington, D.C. Pure and simple, no questions asked. There's no governor. It's a federal district, and Trump has the authority to do that. Now, he also has the legal authority to send troops, to National Guard troops, in under Title 32, Title 32, Section 502F of the U.S. Code tells us that National Guard troops can be deployed by their there are things that allow in that title the National Guard to go in. Normally, if they're doing things that would be involved with anything outside of support, they would need the governor's permission. But but they can legally assist ICE with non-enforcement tasks. And this has been tested in court before. Again, some of the tasks that I'd already mentioned, data entry, fingerprinting, DNA collections. They can support surveillance if it's passive. They can provide vehicle or detainee transport in a non. They can't be involved in arrests. They can be involved in translation, communications, logistics. They just cannot be involved in raids or arrests. They can't be involved in searches or seizures, and they cannot use force. That's what the law says. So, ICE, Trump is sending in the National Guard to support ICE. They cannot be involved in law enforcement, but they can support what ICE is doing, and that's, again, precisely what is happening. Now, there will be fights about this. Civil liberties groups will often rise up, even in the past, and say that this support role can blur the lines between civilian and military law enforcement. And this is the presidents have done this in the past as well. Bush, Obama, these things were all challenged and questioned, but the courts upheld the legality as long as the guard effectively, in general, is not making arrests. So this is because of what's under Title 10. They're not federalized. They're not subject to the posse. How do I say that? I read that earlier. Comitatus Act, mispronouncing that, I believe, which prohibits the use of federal military personnel in civilian law enforcement. So that's where the line is drawn. But again, the bottom line here is that Trump is not doing something that is illegal. This is within the confines of the Constitution. More to say on this, my friends, and including how the left is now having to defend not just illegal aliens, but defend the crime rates in their cities because of what we've seen happen in Washington, D.C. It's becoming obvious that there are things that states could do, but they're not doing it. These blue governors, these blue mayors, whatever, they're not doing it. Friends, I'm going to have to take a break before I do that. Before I do, though, I know some of you might have, well, I'd say raise your hand in this audience if you've ever done the carnivore diet or a diet that's, where you can eat a lot of meat and things like that, but you stay away from some of the carbs. If you've done a diet like that, you know that the impact can be very good. You can really be effective at losing weight and so forth. But one of the things that sometimes happens is that cholesterol numbers can spike for folks who are on diets like that. If you're taking a diet like that, that might make you want to consider taking Solti, because Solti is an all-natural, clinically proven dietary supplement that is designed to lower cholesterol. It's been scientifically proven to lower the cholesterol of some folks out there. It may be able to do the same for you. It may be worth checking into at Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, Solti.com. Promo code Todd, by the way, gets you 50% off your first 3-month supply and free shipping to boot. It's very affordable, a great place to start. Solti.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd. Got to take a break, my friends. Quick timeout. Back in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4/8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4/8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. By the way, you know that there's a place where you can go to find businesses who are aligned with your conservative principles. All you got to do is go to Freedom Marketplace, freedommarketplace.net. That's something that we have built and are continuing to build and grow here at the Todd Huff Show. It is a directory of businesses that are pushing in the same direction you are. Listen, the woke workplace, the woke corporate America is a problem. It has been a problem. It's been propping up some of these leftist causes and leftist candidates for some time. The American people have awakened to this reality. And so finding a way to support businesses that do not support candidates that are antithetical, the opposite of what you want to see happen, the opposite of people you want to see elected, the opposite of policies you want to see enacted. Freedom Marketplace gives you a list of businesses you can work with who are pushing in the same direction. FreedomMarketplace.net, my friends, liberty and business for all. I want to read a headline here that's, I don't know if it's gotten much attention nationally. This is from last week. New Mexico's governor, by the way, who is a liberal. New Mexico, incidentally, is one of my favorite states that I've been to. I've not been to all 50 states, but I've been to quite a few. And New Mexico is one of the, I think, hidden gems in this country. I'm not talking politically. I'm just talking from a sense of natural beauty. It's got the Carlsbad Cavern and White Sands, and it's got some beautiful towns up in northern New Mexico in the Taos area. We stayed at Red River in the past. Santa Fe's a neat town. I know it's a liberal city. My grandmother has some property out there. It's never going to be developed, or at least for a long, long time. But she has a plot of property just outside of Belen, if you know where that is, not far from Albuquerque. Anyway, but it's been run by liberals, been run by Democrats for a long time. It has a Democrat governor, but the headline here, that Democrat governor, CNN, this is from last week, called in the state's National Guard to address crime issues. This is at CNN.com. I only point this out. I don't want to read that. I just want to alert you to this because here's what matters. The left, my friends, when you think of, and I know there's some technicalities to where we might have to differentiate these two things that I'm going to bring together. But when you look at violent crime in our cities, which most violent crime, almost all violent crime happens in our nation's cities. But when you look at violent crime and you look at illegal immigration and you look at how the left is pretty much having to defend this because their philosophy is if Trump does it, it has to be bad. So if Trump is fighting illegal immigration, that has to be a bad thing. If Trump is fighting violent crime, I mean, it defies logic and common sense, but they have invested everything on telling you that Trump is the worst person ever to lead this country. So they, just as a matter, their de facto setting, their factory setting is to say whatever Trump is doing is bad. And so they've had to defend these things, which I just think, let them defend the crime rates in our cities. I alluded to this last week. Maybe the week before. Why are we accepting? Why? Just help me understand this. Why do we accept, especially when all this hubbub, this big brouhaha that erupted when Trump took over the D.C. police force and sent in the National Guard to our nation's capital. People were saying D.C. is safe, and you look at the statistics, and it's fourth in homicides. What? So, number one, it's fourth in homicides, meaning there's only three places that are, three cities that are, have a higher per capita. For those who may not know, in case we've got a leftist tuned in here today, kidding, take it easy. But for someone who may not know, per capita just simply means on a percentage basis. So instead of saying, you know, the bigger cities obviously have more homicides than small towns just because there's more people, we convert these things to per capita, per 100,000 residents living in a particular city, then you have a violent crime rate, and you could specify the homicide rate, and you look at this, and when you compare these across, you know, city to city, Washington, D.C. is fourth on that list. So why is that acceptable? Listen, I understand that unless every city goes to zero, there's going to be someone who's number one on the list of the most homicides in this country. I understand that. So, but I think there's two ways of looking at this. Number one, D.C. is fourth. That means there's only three places worse than Washington, D.C. Why is this acceptable for people that live in Washington, D.C.? Why is this acceptable for people in this country who call that city their nation's capital, who might visit there and everything else? Why do we consider that to be something that's acceptable, number one? Number two, fourth just tells you where you fall in relation to other cities. But what if, and I think that this is the case, what if the reason, not the reason, what if the numbers are all higher to begin with because we've come to accept this as just the way that it is? What if the homicide rate, take an average if you want, what if that number overall could be cut in half or whatever percentage-wise and then applied across the country to watch crime rates come down? Why did we sit here and act as though we can't do anything? I mean, we have a government that this is actually something the government is supposed to be doing, supposed to be working on protecting its citizens, protecting the people that live and work there, protecting the people who travel there. Why is it acceptable for these numbers to be what they are to begin with? Forget where you fall in relation to other countries. Why have we accepted a baseline that's this high for anyone? Why is that the case? Especially when, by and large, a lot of these cities, a lot of these states do these things, handle crime the same way. It wasn't that long ago that most of these cities, some of their leaders, some of their politicians, all on the left, were saying things like it was time to defund the police. Why is that? Why would you want people like that running your city, your state, when it came to crime? Again, this is actually something the government is supposed to be involved with. The government wants to tell you that it can determine whether or not someone in two places in the country, two completely opposite places, Seattle and Miami, or Portland, Maine, and Los Angeles, California, or anywhere in between, they want you to believe that they can somehow, through the powers of governance, make sure that everyone is paid equally what they should be in comparison to one another. They've got the formula. They've got it all figured out. They've got, you know, all sorts of details that can make sure that we have perfect peace and harmony as it pertains to salaries and wages, but they can't drop the overall crime numbers. Now, they'll tell you, well, some of these numbers are being are reducing or are getting smaller, but there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of funny business. I shared with you that one of the, I think it was D.C., there's allegations that some of these numbers have been doctored, right? Because how do we get the numbers? Someone has to report the numbers. Well, what if they're moving some levels of crime from violent crime categories into other categories? What if it's just not being reported? I mean, how do we know this? And the problem is the government has totally violated our trust in every measurable way. And then they start telling us numbers and we're just supposed to say, oh, I guess you're right. I guess you wouldn't lie to me, government. This is a terrible place to be. And we have allowed this to happen collectively. We've allowed this to happen to the point to where we don't trust what our government, I don't care, state, local, federal, we can't trust these folks, or many people have come to that conclusion. And so, you know, you see something, some of the things that happened in, say, 2020 in the wake of the Black Lives Matter, not protests, riots. I don't have a problem with any of the protests. I have problems with the riots. I have problems when the city of Indianapolis was basically turned into a hellhole because people started fires, busted buildings, looted places. People stopped going downtown. And I don't know if that they've come back. I don't know why they would. It's undeniable that there's violence in our country. And it's undeniable that we have problems. Problems that are made worse in many cases by politicians who refuse to do the necessary things to restore law and order. And when you compare Washington, D.C., I don't know now. I know last week they had gone a week without a homicide. First time in a long time. A lot of the other, you know, burglaries and things like that were dropping as well after Trump had taken over the police force and sent in the National Guard. Why is the left telling us that, I guess, these numbers are good? It's acceptable, the level of crime we have in cities, at least coming from those in political power on the left. I've got to take a break. Back in a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold. gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third and final segment of today's program. Friends, you ever notice how some families have a plan that lasts for generations? That's not by accident. Full Sweet Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies, things like private equity, options strategies, private credit, with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today and tomorrow. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave a mark, if you want to leave a legacy, build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. FullSuiteWealth.com is the website. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right, I have just this is the final segment. For those that listen to the program every week, every day, you know that this is the shortest segment. I typically try to get to wrap things up, or you know, sometimes we'll touch on other subjects. But I just wanted to focus today as we wrap this up. Wanted to focus on kind of concluding what we've talked about today. Trump is a masterful politician. And I've said on this program, I've told friends this privately as well, that we are witnessing something that I fully believe we will never see again. Trump has, a little bit less than three and a half years left in office. And we're never going to see another politician like Trump. I don't think. In our lifetimes, there's certainly, if the Lord tarries and if this country, continues to fight through the changes and stay afloat and so forth, fix some of these core problems that are going to be plaguing this nation for some time. If we continue down that track or down that path and stay a viable, strong country, there might be another politician like Trump, but not in our lifetimes. Not in our lifetimes. In fact, I don't know if I'm in the minority here. I don't know on this one, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure where the party goes after Trump. Some people think it's J.D. Vance. Some people think it's Marco Rubio. Some people think it might be somebody else. Some people want there to be a presidency that's another Trump, Eric or Donald or whoever. Some people want Ivanka. I know that I don't know where the party goes next, but I do know this, that we are living in special times. Bill Maher just recently did a monologue where he effectively said, look, I'm looking here. A website. I think I found this on Bongino. BoardTrashPanda.com. That's a domain you'll probably never forget. BoardTrashPanda.com. But here, the headline says, new rules. Told you so. Bill Maher admits Trump outsmarted Democrats. And in this monologue, it talks about Bill Maher's monologue on HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher last week, where he basically pointed out that Trump just outpositioned Democrats on everything. Now, Bill Maher's not completely right here. He's generally right, but he's still not hitting it completely squarely on the head, hitting the nail with the hammer. But he's close. He says while Democrats offer up high-minded intangibles like equity and saving the soul of America, which is laughable to me to think that we would want someone trying to save the soul of America who is responsible for tarnishing the soul of America, people that have been leading this leftist movement in the Democrat Party. But nonetheless, Marr says, Trump jumps in and says, hey, waitress, how would you like to pay no tax on those tips? He also, he went on to list some other things that Trump did as well. He said he did it with tips. He got the TikTok vote. He got the people for whom toilets are very important vote. He got the enough of taking our shoes off at the airport vote, the crypto bro vote, the tech bro vote, the bro bro vote. He got rappers and kale eaters. Oh yeah, Bobby Kennedy will never be president, Marr said, but his Make America Healthy Again people, oh, I don't know, that's another 4% he picked off, and they're ride or die. That's what Marr said. So in other words, Trump has systematically just destroyed the Democrats. They are in shambles, my friends, absolute utter shambles. They are in disarray. Republicans have to figure out what happens next after Trump, but Trump has set the stage here. Trump has set the stage here. The American people have wanted a lot of these things that are happening. The left wants you to be in panic about what Trump's doing. The problem is most people are not going to be persuaded by the panic mode, the panic technique that has been started. Typically is started by the Democrats when Republicans start to get traction. They just simply don't care. They're in favor of what Trump's doing. They're not bothered by what he's doing. And by the way, he's got the constitutional authority to do all of these things. Sure, he might lose a case here or there, but that's ultimately not what this movement is about. This movement is about restoring law and order to this country as the left stands over there and defends some of these crime rates and things that have been happening. He has totally turned them on their heads. This is not a good look. This is not good going into the primary, well, to the midterms, I should say. And on top of all of that, you got the redistricting that could be coming even in states like Indiana. I gotta go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.